A new documentary called Rise tells the story of crumping, a dance phenomenon here in Los Angeles. Crumping is a street dance created in the rough neighborhoods of South LA. It evolved as an escape from the violence the young dancers face every day. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco has the story.
You could say crumping is extreme hip-hop dancing, frenetic arms flailing, syncopated pelvis thrusting at hyperspeed to a hardcore beat. Crump dancers dress as hip-hop clowns or paint their faces like tribal warriors. Some go by the names Dragon, Lil Mama, Larry, Lil C, and Tight Eyes. As they got ready to promote Rise on The Tonight Show last week, they explained what it feels like to crump.
A moment of release.
Letting out your anger.
It looks like you're fighting. It looks like you're just...
dance crazy.
I mean, you just go out there and you swinging your arms and you pumping, you popping and you stopping and you just waving like, you know...
spazzing out and losing it, just getting off. It was like, man, it was crump.
One of the first crump dancers was Tight Eyes, 20-year-old Cesare Willis. He says it goes beyond the breakdancing of an earlier generation.
Crumping is like the punk rock of hip-hop. It's like, you know, the alternative, which you use the hardcore aggressive. You know, you see a rocker, you see him slamming the guitar down. Just like that.
When he saw the finished film, Tight Eyes says he learned that the dance could have even deeper roots. Scenes of the crumpers battling with each other on the dance floor are intercut with footage of dancers in Africa.
I had no idea that the Africans had did that for like ceremonial purposes. And it looked just like they was getting crumped, so I can tell like it's been in the bloodline.
Crumping also mirrors the cathartic release parishioners often experience in the charismatic church. 24-year-old Jason Green goes by the name Dragon.
It's like, it's much like what happens in church when you catch the Holy Ghost or when the Spirit takes over you. It's like at that moment you know that that's not you, but you're being used by something supernatural. And the only way to describe it is the word crump.
The word crump evolved from the lyrics of a song in the 1990s, but the young dancers have given it another meaning.
It's also an acronym for the kingdom, radically uplifting mighty praise.
Dragon says crumping gave him something to do to cope with a home life that he says was dominated by a drug-addicted mother. Around the same time he discovered dance, he found the church. Today, he's studying to become a minister. The soul-cleansing movements of crumping can get just as intense as Sunday morning testifying, says Rise filmmaker David LaChapelle.
I had to put a disclaimer on the film saying I did not speed the film up. Because when I first showed it, people thought I had sped it up. Because the bodies are moving so fast, sometimes you don't see it. Like an airplane propeller goes so fast, it becomes invisible. Some of the arms and some of the movement were so fast, it wasn't on film. I had to slow parts of it down. At the very end, I slowed it down so you could see where the movement comes from.
Rise traces the origins of crumping to 1992 and a man named Thomas Johnson. Sitting with LaChapelle, Johnson says he started out donning a rainbow afro wig to become Tommy the Clown.
This is your boy Tommy the Clown, and it's like started in 1992 as a party clown, doing birthday parties for kids, jumping out of a car with loud music, dancing, flipping, walking my hands, acting crazy, attracting kids.
Tell me what you were doing.
Oh, before I was a party clown, I was in jail. I was in the drug life, was selling drugs, cocaine, and stuff like that. And I said, went to jail, said, this is not the place for me to be. And I got out, changed my life, got into church, and from then on, I became Tommy the Clown, and I moved forward.
I see you over there clown walking. Keep it up, man. We clowning out. I show you how to heel to the toe with it. Wilding out with the child. You hear the sound.
Tommy the Clown Johnson got so many jobs that he opened his own hip-hop academy to train a crew of younger clowns. It not only provided them with work, but also an alternative to the gangs that are so pervasive in South L.A. Their performing style evolved beyond entertaining children. It became even more physical and cathartic. That's when some of the dancers started painting their faces like warriors and began competing in a space Johnson opened called the Battle Zone. The crumping competitions are not only an alternative to street life. 20-year-old Larry the Clown Barry says crumping also is a rejection of the bling-bling aesthetic of today's gangster rap and music videos.
We're not about the jury and all that. We're not going to push that. That doesn't, real hip-hop didn't start off with, you know, talking about how much money you got and how many diamond earrings you, no, that's not about that. It's about living in life and putting God first.
Some of the Crumpers have appeared in music videos and became stars in South L.A. before the movie came out. At its Hollywood premiere, their spirituality was definitely tested by the paparazzi.
Tommy, come here.
Hey, Tommy, right back down here.
On the red carpet, they mobbed clowns Tommy and Larry and 9-year-old Tiana Taylor, Lil Mama.
Because I come from West California, and I never that would visualize that I would be out the hood doing something positive for kids. But
when the movie came out, it just blew up.
So what about when you go home? What's it going to be like then?
Like the same, like where we started from.
Back in South L.A., under the airport flight path, a police helicopter provides a different kind of soundtrack as three barefoot little kids jump up and down on a dirty mattress on the front lawn of Tie-Dye's house. Dragon sits on the front steps and says this is where they developed crump dancing. It's also the place where the new movie stars will continue to struggle.
In this neighborhood, you have to watch for your life. You go to the store, you might get killed. Someone might try to sell you drugs, or a prostitute might try to pitch herself to you, or you may have to worry about the cops shooting you or pulling you over. It's just that bad. You have to be on guard.
The documentary Rise is dedicated to one crumper who was killed during the filming. 15-year-old Quenisha Dunford and a friend were gunned down in a drive-by shooting in the middle of the day while walking to the corner store. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.
A video clip from Rise is at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
Where you from? Some of me murder mom. Where you from? Saddam ain't got nothing on. Chevron plants the bomb, watch them spill it on. They don't care about y'all cause they're killing them. What you know about the struggle in the street in America? It's the frost, but in Africa it's the eat. Yeah, boy was born to deceased grandparents. Issues burn muscle tissue, pride transparent. I send a message of a stressing adolescent. Barely made it out the hood on a wing of praying a blessing. Yeah, but what you know about rhyming with no rehearsing? Paint a portrait of my life referred to the third person. Y'all can't.